ധ്യായമൂലർലാവകുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുര സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം അഭാരൂപസ്യ വിശ്വസ്യ
അഭാരൂപസ്യ വിശ്വസ്യ
ഭാനം ഭാസം നിധേർവിനാ
ഭാനം ഭാസം നിധേർവിനാ
കദാചിത് നാവകൽപേത
കദാചിത് നാവകൽപേത
ഭാചാഹം തേന സർവഗഃ
ഭാചാഹം തേന സർവഗഃ
അഭാരൂപസ്യ വിശ്വസ്യ
അഭാരൂപസ്യ വിശ്വസ്യ
ഭാനം ഭാസം നിധേർവിനാ
ഭാനം ഭാസം നിധേർവിനാ
കദാചിത് നാവകൽപേത
കദാചിത് നാവകൽപേത
ഭാചാഹം തേന സർവഗഃ
ഭാചാഹം തേന സർവഗഃ
അഭാരൂപസ്യ വിശ്വസ്യ
അഭാരൂപസ്യ വിശ്വസ്യ
ഭാനം ഭാസം നിധേർവിനാ
ഭാനം ഭാസം നിധേർവിനാ
കദാചിത് നാവകൽപേത
കദാചിത് നാവകൽപേത
വാചാഹം തേന സർവഗഃ
വാചാഹം തേന സർവഗഃ
So we have already seen like whatever Lakshmi Dara is trying to say here. Whatever Lakshmi Dara is trying to say here, so that is being summarized at the end of the shloka. Tena sarvagaha. Te aham tena sarvagaha. Tena. Tena means therefore aham. I am sarvagaha. All pervasive. So we already saw as to how all pervasive nature of the self can be explained or can be logically proven. But here Lakshmi Dara uses the same logic to the logic of consciousness is required for the world to exist. Therefore, I am all pervasive. I am present everywhere. So the world that we see, like we see that the world does exist. So it's not just existence. The world exists, and it also, like for many people, it also says it exists. So the world is kind of pulsating. The world, in a way, pulsating, we can say, because the world consists of other sentient beings as well. So if we consider the insentient world, even the insentient world does exist. There are actions going around. So the various bombings in Iraq, the various natural calamities that are happening around, incidentally flu in Mexico. So all those are also like say that the world does exist. Or at least we see the world as existing. So such a world which exists requires a light. Of course, we know that light, it is light. Sattva bhasika chitkva vetara sattayahi chit chittayahyaham. So for illumining Sat, existence, there needs to be a light, and that light is consciousness. So without the light of consciousness, existence is not possible. Whether it is existence of the ultimate truth, existence of Brahman, or existence of normal worldly perspective, or even dream existence. So the world that exists requires consciousness. It is very simple, as Balakrishna Maharaj says, anvaya vyatireka yukti. So anvaya vyatireka abhyam yatsyat sarvatra sarvadha. Lord Bhagavatam says, so anvaya vyatireka yukti also shows that if consciousness is there, the world is there. If consciousness is not there, the world doesn't exist. So that means consciousness is the basis of the world. Consciousness is required for the world to exist. So the world ceases to exist, the world becomes non-existent if not for consciousness. So again, like now the question comes, so that means is consciousness is world consciousness. Definitely world is not consciousness, because consciousness is Swayam Jyoti, Swayam Prakasham, self-luminous, self-existing, whereas the world is not self-existing. World requires a sentient object to say that it exists. So the world is not consciousness. So if the world is not consciousness but still the world exists, that means that consciousness has to be in contact with the world. Or in other words, the world has to be in contact with consciousness for the world to exist. And so it's like, it's in simple terms, it's like telling a citizen is no one. A citizen is like a Gaitner. Gaitner is nobody. Or like even if we say Obama is nobody. Of course, like Bush, he is out of office now and he is a nobody now. He's a normal citizen. So normal citizen means as if non-existing. But such a non-existent Obama becomes existent. Why? Because he's part of the Washington DC or like the parliament or whatever it is, White House. He's part of the White House, therefore his association with the White House makes him existent. Existent means here, existence means becoming like world known, becoming world famous, becoming a we can say like becoming a name in the entire world. And so that means that since the world is not consciousness, therefore the world has to be in contact with consciousness for it to exist. So that's why we already saw this, like this analysis we already saw, like if there are many stars in sky, so there are many things like that we haven't seen in the world, so all those don't really exist as long as it comes in contact with us. So since contact, we should see. So that's why people, like if somebody says, oh, you should go to this place, it's a very good place, so we will believe, but to an extent, it's not complete. Like our belief is not 100% unless we go to the place and experience the same. So that experience, what is that experience? That experience is called pratyaksham, or in a way perception. We get perception. So perception means contact with our senses. So in the same way, the world like which doesn't have any sentience, such a world, if it has to exist, it requires a conscious principle to be near to it, conscious principle to be in contact. So how can contact be there with conscious principle? Contact means like it is nearby, proximity. Proximity means at that particular place. So we call perception. Whether it is perception or inference or any other means of proof, all it requires is basically a contact. Something should be in contact with the object. So here the world, if we want to prove that the world exists, there should be some object which is near to the world. Either that object or object is a subject of consciousness, or the object is something which is in contact with the subject of consciousness. So one layer down or direct. So whatever it is, consciousness has to be there. So we can't say that consciousness sees an object and that object is near into the world, because we can remove that object. There is no scope of inference here. We don't need any inference. We have to have consciousness with the world. So inference, like if we look at inference means there is a relationship between what is to be proven and what is seen. Fire, there is fire in the mountain. So the fire is proven. Fire is to be proven. Fire is proven by what is seen, which is smoke. There is a relationship between fire and smoke. So wherever smoke is there, there has to be fire. Therefore, we see the smoke and infer the fire. So in this case, it is the world. So where is some other object which can have the relation of fire and smoke? With respect to the world, we don't have any other object. We'll have to create another illusory object. The world is everything, so how can we have something else? So that means that what I'm trying to say is that the another layer is kind of removed. So world, object and consciousness. We don't have that object because the world itself encompasses everything. So therefore remove the object, so consciousness has to be in proximity with the world. So as to what is proximity, okay, like I don't want to commit the same mistake I did of like explaining the same concept before even the shloka came. So the next shloka, Advaita Makaranda, like Lakshmidhara, will give the reason as to what is this proximity, what is the relationship, the real relationship between consciousness and the world. So that will be proven in the next shloka. For here, consciousness has to be there in proximity with the world in order for the world to exist. And this second layer also can be easily removed by saying that consciousness is a light. So light, we can't, like, the light cannot be thrown on an object and we can't infer another object. Okay, of course inference can happen that way, but here we don't need to do that. So the light of consciousness falls upon the world, therefore the world exists. So we were speaking about world. World means it is total, and the individual or consciousness, which is what Paramatma calls as reflected consciousness or jiva, jiva consciousness itself is part of the world. Paramatma dvaya ananda purna purvam sumaya swayameva jagat bhutva pravishat jiva rupatah. So he entered into, Brahman created this world and Brahman entered it, the world as the jiva. So jiva is like just an illusion. Jiva stands for Brahman, stands for Kudastha. So jiva, when jiva is purified of the limitations, we can say jiva purified by limitations caused by the arjuns. So when those are removed, then the jiva like fire will find himself one with Brahman. So that jiva is part of the world. So we were talking about the world existing, consciousness throwing the light on the world. So now we have to drill down to objects of the world. So we are talking about the world, a world which is huge. So, and the individual who is part of the world is just one part. But the individual is consciousness, which we already saw, aham asmi sadha abhami kadachit naham apriha brahmeva aham atasiddham sachidananda lakshanam. So I am the eye of consciousness that pulsates in me, that makes myself existent and other objects existent as well. That is Brahman, that is consciousness. So if the world has to exist, world or objects of the world has to exist, I have to be part of each and every object. I have to be associated, I have to have proximity with each and every object. Okay, don't literally take the meaning as proximity or association. Such an association cannot really exist because consciousness is partless. But for now, we can assume that proximity is there. What that proximity is, we will see in the next class. So for now, so proximity of myself with objects of the world has to exist. So that means, earlier we said the world and objects of the world, each object if it has to exist, then I have to be near to that object. So what does that mean? That means I have to be in each and every place. I have to be in each and every place for those objects to exist. Oh, those objects don't exist. Science doesn't say so. Science says like there are infinite stars. All those exist. Science doesn't say that, okay, we don't see it, therefore it doesn't exist. No, it still exists. So if all those have to exist, if the entire world, the world has a whole, or the world as an individual, or as a collection of individual objects, if the world has to exist, such a world, I have to be in each and every place. So therefore, so that's what it says, abharupasya vishvasya. So all this, like all this argument can be ignored, all these arguments can be ruled out easily. So there is one way to rule out all what we discussed. We don't have to do all these arguments at all. If the world was conscious. So if the world is like a conscious principle, conscious entity, then it becomes Swayam Prakasham, like the Atman. So we don't need any conscious principle separate or distinct from the world. Like we haven't discussed as to why the world, I don't remember, like we discussed as to the why the world is not conscious. Okay, it's a very simple, like the world is not conscious because of Anvedarika Yukti itself. Because the world is changing, consciousness cannot change. The world cannot experience itself. So the world changes. For or there is a separate world for each and every person. So such a change itself means that it is a dependent entity. So it is dependent on something. So it doesn't exist as such. It exists like when something else is there. So it is not an independent. So we can say like Manmohan Singh exists only if Congress is there. If Congress is not there, he won't exist. On the other hand, like if it is an independent candidate, then he exists even if the party doesn't exist. So such a, like the world doesn't exist of its own. So what would happen if the world existed of its own? So if the world existed of its own, there'll be no such discussion about the sentience of the world, because the world will itself speak, world will speak for itself. So that is why individuals, like we can say, individuals are one with Brahman. Individuals are like people, like conscious people, people who have consciousness, people who have the pulsation inside or pulsating sentience inside them that I exist. They don't need any other proof. So people survive a lot of things in the world. So whether like a person is well respected in society, whether a person is not respected in society, so Blagojevich, the Chicago, the ex-governor of Chicago, he was like, he has been through a lot now because bribe and all those like court case, indictment, all those are happening. But still, so he is not well respected, but still he exists. So even though he is not well respected, still he exists. So whether a person is well respected or not, whether a person is rich like Bill Gates or poor like a beggar, still exists. Whether a person is a jnani like Amma or other person, Balakrishna Nair, or an ajnani, still he exists of his own. He doesn't need any other proof. He doesn't need any other support, any other dependency. So he exists as an independent person. Of course, it is the great power, Agaditagatana Padiyasi Maya, the great divine power of Ishvara, like Maya, which makes a person feel as if he is dependent on objects. So that is where like this shloka becomes very important, that the world is insentient, I am sentient. So if this is a very simple concept. The world is jadam, as Balakrishna says, and I am chit. So it's a very simple concept. Like this concept is like many people explain it, many people know it, but this concept is like very vast. So chit, the very fact that I am chit means I don't need any other existence. I don't need like any other support. I don't need any other person's approval for anything at all. But still, we look at our lives. It is like jadam is controlling us. So if we look around, like nuclear weapons control us. The car, which is insentient, controls our life. Microwave oven or pressure cooker, if that is not there, you will become a skeleton. Okay, me also. So anyway, so that is how we are controlled by objects of the world. So what is happening is, chit has become jadam, jadam has become chit. Not in the real sense of the meaning, but that's what is happening. So when that happens, like when the self-existing person depends on the external world, then what happens is the world is, as Krishna says, anityam asukham. So the world is constantly changing. So it is like trying to get the support of a person. Like a person who was like in the previous election, like who was a congressman and now he is a BJP. So if you get the support for the next election, You may win, and after that what will happen? That's it. You will be lost. So trying to get the support of a person like who is constantly changing. So we see this even using worldly cases. People say, oh, I can't believe you. Why not? Because you have changed your views. You have changed your views. Like you are giving diverse views. So you are giving contrary views. How can I believe you? Of course, Vedanta has no contrary views. So the world, like if we depend on such a world, the world is constantly changing, therefore it will lead to sorrow. So what will happen is the self-existing human depends on that world which depends on himself, not knowing that, and thereby he gets deluded, gets distracted. And then like what happens in dhyayato vishayan pumsah sangasteshu upajayate. So sangam starts, and then kama krodham starts, and then moham pratibhramsham buddhinasham and nasham pranashyati. Complete destruction of man happens because man forgets his essential nature of consciousness and depends on the non-existent world for his own existence. So that is why Amma says that we have to remember at all times that our very nature is Ishvara. So there's two ways to deal with this. One is either depend on oneself, self-confidence. Of course, self-confidence can be taken wrongly as, or like the fine line between self-confidence and overconfidence is very thin, so we can get easily distracted. Whereas, like if we assume an Ishvara, of course, no assumption, Ishvara is Brahman. So many, like if we read in many places, many people will say, oh, Ishvara, Ishvara is also an illusion. Although people don't know, Ishvara is just a notion. Ishvara also stands for Brahman. Even as Jiva stands for Brahman. So a person will say, oh, I don't believe in Ishvara. Why not? Oh, I am a Jnana Margi, so I believe in I am Brahman. At least, like, why give undue credit to Ishvara? And like if you need more logic, like people like Aparna will say, oh, poor Ishvara, doesn't he need somebody? If I am not there, like, can Krishna survive? He'll start crying. Oh, poor Krishna, let me help him. So I am Brahman is more like, it gives more like ego sense. So I am Brahman is the same, like I am Brahman, who am I? I work in software industry. I work as part of Infosys. So where is Brahman there? Then there's no Brahman there. So that means individual is there. Like individual says that I am Brahman. So that itself means the individual is an illusion, like individual stands for Brahman. The same can be said to be of Ishvara. There's no difference at all. That is why Balakrishna Nair never differentiates between Ishvara. Many people don't know. Krishna never uses the word Brahma or Brahman. He uses that only in very few places. All other places he says Aham. All other places he says Ishvara, Ishvara Sarva Bhutana, Hriddeshi Arjuna Tishtati. Ishvara, why does he use the word Ishvara? He can use Brahman, can be like, the thing is, Ishvara, like, as we know, like, Vadanti Tattva Vidaha Tattvam Yajnanam Advayam. The one reality is spoken about in different ways, like different words. So Ishvara, like, it's only a person who is too much into Vedanta who will differentiate and say, oh, Ishvara and Jiva are illusion. I am Brahman follower, no Ishvara. Can you sing a Krishna bhajan? Oh, I am sorry, I can only sing Sarvam Brahmamayam Dere. Krishna, no, that's also an illusion. Of course, you said that. You always say Krishna, any form is an illusion. So let me believe that. Of course, that is all like wrong notion. It's something not true. Like Ishvara and Brahman, there is no difference at all. Maybe at the empirical view, there is difference. But like people who make such difference are like, people who consider Ishvara and Brahman as different, such people should also consider their Jiva and Kudastha as different. That is where like the two relationship, Jiva and Ishvara are illusion means, Ishvara is illusion means Jiva is also illusion. That means Kudastha is real, Brahman is real. That is tough. Like the easiest way is everything is one Ishvara. Everything is one Brahman. Call it Ishvara, Brahman, Jiva, Aham, Kudastha. It's all the same thing. So there is no difference at all. But some people like make that distinction or difference. So anyway, Ishvara. So this concept of Ishvara. Like if we bring in Ishvara and depend only on Ishvara, then what happens is this Jiva depends on the all-pervasive Ishvara. Ishvara, who is also maybe like an illusion in Brahman, but still Ishvara stands for Brahman. That means he is Brahman. If Ishvara stands for Brahman, he is Brahman. Oh, you can't say that. Like Manmohan Singh stands for Congress now. Next time he'll stand for BJP. Of course, with Ishvara, like with Brahman, such a standing is not possible. Either you stand for it eternally or you stand against it eternally. What about people like who are like believers of God and then they become atheist? They don't believe in God. If they believe in God, like they cannot become atheist. A person who believes in Vedanta, like at least I haven't met any person who has true belief in Vedanta and then says, oh, I think I'll become a charvaka for some time. I have to take care of my body. It is getting age. It's time to get married. So let me take care of the body for some a few years, and then I'll come back. Don't worry. Like you can book a seat for me. So all those like cannot happen. It will not happen. So Ishvara, like if a person depends on Ishvara automatically, Ishvara means a person who is all pervasive. The same concept. Aham sarva gaha here. Lakshmi Dara says, I am all pervasive there, Ishvara is all pervasive, I am depending on Ishvara. If I depend on Ishvara, what happens? Jagat depends on Chit. What does that mean, Jagat? It's not existing. That which is dependent is not eternally existing. So that which is dependent, like we can remove it and go to the independent entity. So it's like telling, like we go to a shop. So we go to Barnes & Noble. And then they say like the latest book of Dan Brown. So they say, oh, this book like you can pre-order. Like September 15th you will get, so pre-order. Of course, don't ask, can I pre-order Moksha? Like you can go and ask Amma, like you'll get the proper response. So anyway, so pre-order. So they'll say like, this is like $15. Maybe, okay, let me think about it. So you go home, like search in the internet and you find there is a site, like Dan Brown has a site and he sells, his publisher directly sells, say for the same price. Then why would a person go for Barnes & Noble, one level down? You don't have to, unless like shipping is free of cost. Then why would you want to go to Barnes & Noble and get it? So you don't want an additional layer. So in this case, you don't need an additional layer at all. So like you, if in some cases you may not want an additional layer, so in that case you can say aham sarvagaha. In some cases you may like say, oh, let me have an additional layer of Ishvara. Let me go through Ishvara. Let me go through Ishvara and then realize. Because like if I don't go through Ishvara, then like I have to stay for 5 days. I can't wait for 5 days. So let me layer, like we can add or not add, it doesn't matter. So whether I am all pervasive or Ishvara is all pervasive, both exactly mean the same thing. And anyway, like if a sadhaka, like the dependent world, like in the dependent world, like he doesn't have to go through the dependent world, go directly to the independent entity. So this example also can be used to say that I don't want to go through Barnes & Noble because I know I can get it directly, so let me get it directly. So instead of trying to get happiness from the world, let me directly get it from Sarvagaha. Sarvagaha means all pervasive. So all pervasive, whether it is Aham all pervasive or Ishvara all pervasive can only be one. There cannot be two all pervasives. If there are two all pervasives, then the two people are there. So that means what will happen, like there will be a fight and then one will kill. So that is what will happen. Like don't fight with me. I'll walk away. So don't even try that. And Aparna will start singing. Ah, sarvaga aham tena. So don't try all those. So anyway, I'll walk out. So there cannot be two sarvagaha, two all pervasive, because they'll fight. fight, they'll fight and then they'll kill each other. Two conscious principles cannot exist, as we saw, like there cannot be like John McCain and Obama, both cannot exist at the same time as commander-in-chief. Only one person can exist. By hook or crook or whatever it takes, only one person can truly exist. So this world like which is dependent on consciousness, the opposite is what we see. So all efforts, the efforts like that a person goes through in Vedanta is to get or reverse this process. So when a person remembers Chit and Jadam, so there is also a work of Sri Narayana Gurudevan called Chit Jada Chintanam. So if we get time sometime, like in San Raman, we can discuss that. So Chit Jada Chintanam, so there he analyzes Chit and Jadam. So it is a very simple concept. One is Chit, one is Jadam. So it's a very simple concept, like that is being explained, but it is a very vast concept. If we understand it, dependent, like the Chit will stop depending on Jadam, and then problems will instantly or immediately get over. So drig drishnu drig drishau dvau padartau drishyau or drishau, I think drishau. So drig drishau dvau padartau staha paraspara vilakshanau drig brahma drishyam maayeti sarva vedanta dindima. So drig and drishyam, Aparna, is it drish or drishau or drishyau? Drishav, okay, so Drik and Drishyam. So there is Drik and Drishyam, there is a seer and seen, there is Chit and Jadam. Dvau Padartau Staha. There are only two things in the entire, like whatever we can, our analysis, whether our analysis about earth, about world, about universe, about like known and unknown, still there are only two things, the seer and the seen. The seer is what we call as Chit, which is independent. The scene is dependent, which is Jagat. So Drik Brahma, Drik is Brahman, Prajnanam Brahma, Chit. And Drishyam Mayeti, Drishyam is Maya. Drishyam is dependent, which means dependent doesn't have a true existence. So dependent is there today, dependent will vanish tomorrow. So that itself means dependent is something which is temporary. Dependent is not always there, dependent is temporarily there for a particular period of time. Sarva Vedanta Dindima, this is what Vedanta says. So here, so Vishwam or Jagat and Chit, so Chit or Aham. So here he says, like Lakshmidara says, Abharupasya Vishwasya. The Vishwam, which is Abharupam, so as I said, like Abharupam also can be taken. But I think this might be the right one. Tejomayananda. I can't compete with Tejomayananda. So, Abharupasya. So, Bha means consciousness or shining, existing, lightful. So, Abharupasya Vishwasya. So, Abharupasya means like that Vishwam which doesn't have consciousness, that Vishwam which is not pulsating. So, how do you know that Vishwam is not pulsating? Jagat Gandharva Pattanam, is already proven like that. Jagat is Gandharva Pattanam. Ayyeva Udeti Chedvyo Omni Jagat Gandharva Pattanam. You already saw. So Jagat is, okay, so Jagat is Achit. Why is Jagat Achit? Because Jagat is dependent. Simple reason, Jagat is dependent. Therefore it is Achit. Jagat cannot exist of its own. Achit. Chit means that which exists of its own. Swayam Jyoti. Swayam Jyotihi, that which shines of its own. Swayam Prakasham, Swayam Bhavati, Swayam Bhu. So all those are like Chit. Chit means independent. Vishwam or Jagat is dependent. So since Jagat is dependent, therefore it is Abharupam. So Abharupam means that which doesn't have Bha. So Bha means consciousness or light. So there is no light in the world. So Abharupasya Vishwasya, of the world, the Abharupa Jagat, that Jagat which doesn't really exist, or that Jagat which doesn't have any existence of its own, unpulsating Jagat or non-pulsating, whatever is the word, that Jagat's Bhanam, that Jagat's existence. So Bhanam means, so this is where we have to understand that It is mutually contradicting qualities for the Jagat. So the Jagat is Abharupam. Jagat doesn't have any light of its own and still it exists. So what that has to mean is like, Jason Bond, he doesn't have any existence, but still his name is there. What does that mean? That means quite simple. Such a person, such an individual doesn't really exist. There is somebody who stands for, or like who is the real person behind Jason Bond. So it's not somebody standing for Jason Bond, the other way. Jason Bond stands for some person. So there is a person who is Jason Bond. So Jason Bond, the name Jason Bond doesn't really exist. Who exists is the real person who is known as Jason Bond. So what that means is Jason Bond is not true, not real. So this world which is Abharupam and still exists, that means it is not real. Already like he has said, Gandharva Pattanam. So this world which doesn't really exist, but it has light, or like it seems to be having light. How does it seem to be having light? Definitely, well, many people see the world as existing. All of a sudden, the rock is coming towards me. It is flying towards me. The ghost is coming towards me. So similarly, the world does exist. So such a world, Bhanam. So it's light, the light or existence of the world. Ba sannidhir, samnidhir, vina. Vina, ba. Ba means again consciousness. Sannidhehe, sannidhehe means proximity, association, closeness, sambandham, association, contact, proximity, all those are different words. Vina, without that. So without ba sannidhi. Ba sannidhi means without proximity with consciousness, na avakalpeta, avakalpeta, not avakalpeta, possibility, na, not, kadachit, never, kadachit na avakalpeta, never possible. So never possible without proximity with consciousness. So that means this world which is abharupam, it requires a bha. Some bha should be there. Some like take the goat which says ba be me. So me can be considered as ba as well. So don't put the goat or like a cow or something else nearby and say, oh, there is ba is there. Oh, you don't need that ba now. Okay, that ba is still required. So the cow or goat or whatever it is, that also has a ba. Taparna, don't start. You start saying ba ba ba. Oh, I don't need consciousness. Okay, well and good. But that won't solve the problem. So anyway, so bha is required. So this world which doesn't have light for its illumination, for its existence, it require, but it still exists. So why do we need this consciousness itself? Because the world is, first thing, world exists. How do you know the world exists? Of course, that is our experience. Oh, don't you say Jagat Gandharva Pattanam? Okay, then like you can close the book and go home and sleep, because then there is no problem at all. It is because the world is seen as existing that problem is there, and since problem is there, Vedanta is being learned. So like Vedantam is not there, like there is no Vedanta for Balakrishna Nair. You can't go to Balakrishna Nair and say, sir, I learnt a new work, like let me teach you this. You can't say that because there is no Vedanta required there. There is no Vedanta required for Amma. So we see the world as existing, definitely we see. We don't see like there is no question of Vedanta or Advaita Makaranda itself in the first place. So we see the world as existing, but the world cannot have consciousness in itself. So the world doesn't have a light in itself to exist of its own. Therefore, which means that some other light has to be there, and that other light which can illumine the world is consciousness, because you already saw consciousness is the only light. Yadadityagatam tejo jagat bhasayate kilam yachandramasi yachagnau tat tejo vidhi mamakam. I am the tejam, I am the light behind everything. Whatever is shining, I am the light behind everything. Na tatra suryo bhadri chandra tarakam, and then tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvam vidham vibhati. everything follows this its light, and it is this light. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. It is because of its light, everything follows its light, and it is because of its light that everything exists. So that means, for the world to exist, the light is consciousness. So the world exists, but the world doesn't have light in itself, which means it requires an external light. And without the external light of consciousness, whatever we experience, our experience cannot be proven. Oh, Vedanta says you have to go beyond experiences, so I don't need to prove experiences. Good. If you don't have to prove experiences, then that means you don't have any experience. If you don't have any experience, then you don't have bad experience. If you don't have bad experience, you don't have sorrow. If you don't have sorrow, you're already realized. So, back up and go home. So anyway, so that is not, we see the world as existing. So the existing world requires an answer. Of course, this work is not an anusandhanam work where a person has already concluded that, oh, the world doesn't exist. For such a person, this work is not required. A person who is so convinced about the world not existing doesn't need this work at all. This is for a person who has to, like, be, who has to be proven that the world doesn't exist, and whatever exists in the entire world is one Chaitanyam, one Ishvara, one Brahman. So anyway, the world exists. The world doesn't have light in itself. Okay, why are you repeating over and over again? Of course, these logical concepts have to be repeated again and again to become for our intellect to become clear of it. So the world exists, and such an existing world doesn't have light in itself. Therefore, it requires an external light, which is consciousness. So without consciousness existing, the world will not exist at all. Okay, do we really, okay, again, don't ask again, does the world really exist? You only said Gandharva Pattana. So Gandharva Pattanam is seen by people like who see the Gandharva Pattanam. So as Shankara says, when the argument starts in 13th chapter of Gita, as to avidya, who has avidya? One who perceives it. What else can you say? A person who sees it, like, he has avidya. It is anubhavam. So anubhavam, if a person doesn't have anubhavam of jagat, then there is no problem at all. There is no discussion, there is no shastram, there is nothing at all for such a person. So anubhavam is there. That means without conscious principle, being in contact, being in proximity with the world will not exist. So the world exists is what we experience. So that is what has to be definitely proved, that is known. So that is like, so consciousness, being in proximity with the world is required for the world to exist, which means one is true, that means the other also has to be true. If one statement is true, the other statement also has to be true, because it is dependent on this statement. This statement, like, one A and B are dependent. So like A is dependent on B. So if A and B are dependent and A is proved, then B also is already proved, because both are dependent. So X is equal to 10 and Y equal to 20. X is equal to, or like Y equal to 2X. So if X is proven, Y is automatically proven. Y has to be proven, because Y has to be true, because it is dependent on X. So here, so consciousness is present, or proximity of consciousness is there with world. World means each and every part of the world. Like we can even say infinitesimal portion, like we cut the world into small pieces, even which are not gross, even subtle pieces. Everywhere consciousness has to be there. So which means consciousness is there throughout the world for the world to exist. Therefore, bha chaham. So that means bha is required for the world to exist. And that bha I am. How do you know that bha I am? Sada bhami. So I am consciousness already, like Advaita Lakshmi Dada proved. Bha chaham. I am bha. I am consciousness was already proven. Therefore, so I am consciousness. Consciousness is required for the world, which means aham sarvagaha. So if consciousness, like if the world has to exist, consciousness should be there throughout the world. So consciousness is all pervasive. I am consciousness, therefore I am all pervasive. So tena sarvagaha. Bachaham, bachaham, cha. And I am consciousness, therefore I am sarvagaha. I am all pervasive. So what this means, like, it is very simple to understand, as well as we saw an example last time. So the moment we think about some place, like the moment we think about Himalayas, what is there in Himalayas first, even before Himalayas comes into existence? I am there. So can we think about like Himalayas without me being there in Himalayas? Definitely no. So when we dream, like when we have like even Jagat, Gandharva, Pattanam or Swapnam, when we have Swapnam, like we are already there. Like how will somebody like tomorrow come and say, oh, I had a Swapnam, but I was not to be found. I was lost, so I like booked a complaint that losing person, missing person, whatever, FIR. So that cannot happen, so I am there, which itself means that if anything has to exist, I have to be there. I think, like I'm not very sure, but I think the commentary, like I'll have to go through, but in the commentary, Swayam Prakash Shethi, he gives like a different logic which is similar to this, that I have to be there, so it is, but we may not want to go through that because it is kind of a nyayam, nyaya tarkam, like it is a very very deep concept or truly logical concept, so which we may not understand, like which is beyond our apprehension. But for now, like if we have some, if we imagine something, if we have to like that, if that has to exist, automatically have to be there. So what this means is that I am all pervasive, like I am there everywhere. So if I am there each and every place, so look, I am present everywhere. So that means Ishvara is all pervasive. So that is why the Shastras say that we have to see Ishvara as present in each and every object of the world. So whatever is there, is Ishvara. And like Drik Drishya Viveka also says, Asti Bhati Priyam Rupam Namam Cheti Amsha Panchakam. Asti Bhati Priyam, that is the part of Amsha Panchakam, like it is part of each and every object, whatever is there. Has, so that is why Vidyaranya has dedicated one entire chapter called Vishayanandam. Vishayanandam, Anandam, like if Bha is there in objects, Sachidanandam, Sachidanandam, all three go together. So Anandam is also there in object. Then why don't we get that Anandam? Because we differentiate. We see duality. So that means I am all pervasive. There is one thing which is all pervasive, which is present everywhere, and there is that which is different. So difference is there, indifference is also there in both. So that is why Amma says that we have to see the self everywhere. So when the Shastras say like you have to see sarvabhutastam atmanam sarvabhutani atcha atmani ikshate yoga yukta atma sarvatra samadarshinah, a yogi will see the self in all and all in the self. So how can that happen? Like how can you see it? Oh, I've thought about it. How can I see everything, like myself everywhere? How can I see Ishvara everywhere? There is no question of how. There is only a question of you should definitely. The how doesn't really matter. Why should we see? So when Amma, it's very like logic, like unless we go through the logic, like we will not understand as to why something is being done. And if this why is not very clear, then what will happen is tomorrow somebody can change it, somebody can create confusion. So why should vision, oneness, samatvam, yoga, uchyate, why should samatvam be followed in the first place? Because that is true. That is truth. Samatvam is true. Like whatever, tena sarvagaha, I am all pervasive. That is the truth. Truth is that I am all pervasive. Whether you call this I as Ishvara or the Kudastha Chaitanyam or Brahman, it doesn't matter. I am all pervasive. So if I am all pervasive, then that means like that is a vision of truth. And vision of truth or true vision. So we look at some object, like when we look at an object, it is a laptop. When it is a Dell laptop, we look at it and say, oh, good Sony laptop. Then what will happen? Like there is no problem until then, and then like you will take it, weigh it and say, oh, what is this? So heavy. Unlike Sony laptop. Okay, give me the like order, like what you purchase. Let me call up Sony and say, complain to them. So he'll call up and shout at them for 5 minutes, and then they'll ask, by the way, like, we should now start our shouting. What the hell are you talking about? Is it Dell laptop? Cut the call. So we'll get back. So that is what, like, if you see an object as not the object, then problems are created. So vision of untruth, or like not true vision, causes problem in worldly case itself. So the same will happen with respect to spiritual vision or real vision as well. So when vision of oneness, when the Shastras say to follow vision of oneness, it means that is true vision. If that true vision is not followed, then a person will end up in sorrow. So that is what happens. Like, that's why Ramana Maharshi says, Jnana Drishti and Loka Drishti, Jnana Drishtya Pashyet Brahma Mayam. Everything is Brahman. So with Drishtim Jnana Mayim Krittva Pashyet Brahma Mayam Jagat. With Jnana Drishti, the entire world is Brahman, because Sarvagaha. With the Loka Drishti, that Sarvagaha Chaitanyam is forgotten. And what is the problem in forgetting the Sarvagam Chaitanyam or Sarvagatam Chaitanyam? The problem is that the world is dependent on Sarvagata Chaitanyam or Sarvagam. The world is dependent on Chaitanyam. So dependent world, if we depend on the dependent world, it is like a blind man trying to lead Andeniyam. Even as a blind person leading another blind person, the dependent person, he will fall down. When he falls, we will also fall. Whereas if we depend on the independent, then it will always protect us. That is what Sadhaka has to do. And of course, when a person sees, has this true vision, automatically Dvaita Bhavam vanishes. That is why the Shastra says, Neha Nana Asti Kinchana. So why there is no duality? There is no duality, not even looking here. Why? Brahma Yuvedam Amrutam Purastat Brahma Paschat. Why everything is Brahman? Well, that is true. And if that true vision is there, there is no duality. Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. There is nothing different from me here. Why? Because I am the light of everything. I am the essence of everything. And if this is followed, there is no Ragadvesham. If Ragadvesham is not there, there is no Sukadukkam. That means such a person will be ever blissful. And that is what is the goal of life. The goal of life is when a person is able to live blissfully. If that has to happen, Sarvagaha or whatever is all pervasive has to be remembered. Chaturmukhendra Deveshu Manushyashva Gavadishu. So all those, like, everything has one essence. What is that essence? That essence is the light that illumines them. And that light is consciousness, that I am. So if I am all pervasive, then how can I crave for something? How can I get angry with someone? How can I get attached to someone? How can I get into emotions? How can I become sad? How can I become happy? I am everywhere. Like, if I am everywhere, then I know everything. We already saw. Sarvakaranam. If I am Sarvajnam and Sarvakaranam, then I know everything. And if I am present everywhere, then it is as good as I am possessing everything. If I am possessing everything, it's knowledge and possession that causes a lot of trouble in life. Like, if we don't have enough knowledge, if we don't have enough possessions, we want to possess more, we want to gain more knowledge as well. So here we are everything, so there will be no problem at all. And as to what is the proximity or Bhasannidhi, so what is Sannidhi? Contact, that proximity. What is that proximity? That we will see in the next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shri Karadhyo Namahari. So may Amma bless us so that, like, we may be able to understand this logic and try to implement it. Om Shanti.